God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Have you ever known someone who was outwardly pious but was just not decent with other people? They were dishonest, or they had a razor-sharp tongue, or they were not fair, or they were just cantankerous all the time. You know, sometimes it's easy to think that if someone is very pious or religious in their outward appearance, especially at church, it doesn't matter how they treat other people. And nothing could be further from the truth, because your relationship to God and your relationship to others is tied together. Leviticus 6, verse 2 says it this way: if a soul sin and commit a trespass against the Lord, and lie unto his neighbor in that which was delivered him to keep, or in fellowship, or in a thing taken away by violence, or hath received or hath deceived his neighbor, or hath found that which was lost, and lieth concerning it, and sweareth falsely, in any of all these that a man doth, sinning therein, then it shall be. And the Bible gives a prescription of what should be done. Notice the Bible begins this passage by saying, if a soul sin by committing a trespass against the Lord and lie unto his neighbor. Well, who is this person sinning against? Against God or his neighbor? And the answer is, yes, he's sinning against both, because your relationship to God and your relationship to others is tied together. You know, there are many ways in which I can do wrong by others. The Bible actually takes one essential wrong here and gives many different colors to this crime. For instance, I can lie to my neighbor and that which was delivered me to keep. In other words, someone gives you something to keep in safekeeping, then it just disappears. Or the Bible says, in a thing taken away by violence. Here's a guy that's just stronger than you and he has a big club, so he whacks you over the head, takes your purse, takes your wallet, and runs. Or hath deceived his neighbor. You know, a lot of the agents in the FBI, at least as I understand it, at least 15, 20 years ago, did not have a criminal justice background. They have a law background or an accounting background. Why? To go after white-collar crimes. In other words, you don't have to have a bigger club. You don't have to have bigger muscle. You just have to be smart enough to deceive other people. It's the same thing of a different shade. Or have found that which was lost, the Bible says, and lieth concerning it. You know, finders keepers, losers weepers, and sweareth falsely. In any of all these that a man doth, sinning therein, then it shall be. So the Bible says, in any of all. Which is to say, there is more than one way to do wrong by other people. There are many ways to do wrong by other people. Someone says, well, I didn't punch him in the nose. Yeah, but you cut him to ribbons with what you said. David was a mighty warrior who talked about how he was under attack, not by a man with a sword, but by someone with sharp words. So what we're saying is that my relationship to God and my relationship to others is completely tied together, and there are many ways to do the wrong thing. Okay, but here's a wonderful truth. It lends to simplicity. There's but one way to make it right. Leviticus 6:4 says, then it shall be, because he hath sinned and is guilty, that he shall restore that which he took. Verse 5 continues by saying, he shall even restore it in the principal, and shall add the fifth part thereto, and give it unto him to whom it appertaineth in the day of his trespass offering. So there was an element of the offender and what he should do towards God, which was make a trespass offering. And there was an element of what an offender should do toward his neighbor, and that is to restore and to make it right. It's funny how on the one hand, we as Americans today think that words don't matter. We can say whatever we want, and if someone's hurt, it's not a big deal. But on the other hand, we think that our words are big enough that we simply give an apology and everything's okay. Now, I think we should apologize, but what the Bible says here is restore. Restore, make things right. Chapter 5, verse 16 says make amends. There's a difference between making an apology and making amends. The two go together, but they're distinct enough to be mentioned separately. Now, here's the good news. I can be right with God and know it when I do right by people. Now, there's more to it than that, but certainly any practical relationship with God involves doing right by people I can see. How can I say I love God whom I have not seen and hate my brother who I do see? That's what 1 John says in essence. James 1:27 says, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So that all involves people, the world that would conform me, the people that would conform me to that which is wrong, and not doing right, on the other hand, by those who are needy and vulnerable. Friend, today, whatever your lot, position, station, the way to do right by God, the way to make things right with God, if I'm not doing right by people, is to make things right with people and to make things right with God, because my relationship to God is tied to my relationship with people. It supersedes that relationship. It's greater than that relationship, but that relationship is part of my fellowship with God.